And if you turn on a TV talk show, it can seem like everyone in America is getting counseling. But how does one find help that's right for you? NPR's Nancy Shute reports on why it can be difficult to find good psychotherapy.
Scientists have put a lot of effort into testing psychotherapy to see if it really works. As a result, they now have solid evidence on therapy for common mental problems. But Alan Kasdan, a clinical psychologist and director of the Yale Parenting Center, says you can't always find it.
And in fact, we have very effective treatments for all sorts of things, and to try to get one of them if you have a problem is very difficult.
In fact, there have been thousands of randomized clinical trials done on psychotherapy. They've found behavioral interventions that work just as well as drugs and with no side effects. One of the great success stories is cognitive behavioral therapy. It teaches people to replace negative thoughts about problems in everyday life.
Cognitive therapy for depression is one of the most widely studied treatments. It has evidence going back to the late 70s and much more evidence in more recent years. It's a treatment of choice for psychotherapy for depression.
And there are dozens of other good therapies for mental health problems. Kasdan is part of a movement to make those treatments part of all psychotherapy. But that movement is having a hard time gaining traction. And Kasdan's really not happy about that.
It would be like, you know, having grape juice to control your cancer when, in fact, there's chemotherapy.
So if you or a family member need mental health therapy, it's time to become a savvy shopper. Kasdan explains how.
You interview therapists, or if you're not incapable of doing that because of some crisis, you have a relative help you. And among the questions would be the obvious ones. What do you do when you see patients like me or like my spouse or my sister? And what is the evidence for that treatment? And then is there anything I could read about that? And then I would go home and look all this up.
There's also lots of information online about therapy that's been tested. And we've got a list for you at NPR.org, too. But when you're suffering, it can be hard to shop. That's what happened to Janet Olson. 3 years ago, she was doing triathlons. Then she started losing control.
So things spiraled down quickly and ended up in the ER about three times for craziness, sort of manic symptoms, running off into the woods and hiding and, you know, it's just insane.
She was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and eventually bipolar disorder. She went to a psychiatrist for medication, but her doctor also recommended talk therapy. Janet lives in a small town in upstate New York where there aren't too many healthcare choices. So she did another thing that people can do. She asked a friend who's a clinical social worker for advice.
Fortunately, I have a very good friend, and she had recommended a therapist that she had worked with. It was perfect.
That therapist practices psychodynamic therapy, which has been shown to help with depression. As far as she's concerned, Olson said that therapy has been a huge factor in her recovery.
My psychologist is just wonderful, and she helps me from minimizing my actions and my tendencies to neglect my health and well-being, no matter what it might be.
There are still lots of therapists who haven't adopted proven therapies. Some fear that this push for science-based techniques will make it harder for them to connect with clients on a human level. Scott Lilienfeld disagrees. He's a clinical psychologist at Emory University. He says good therapy has room for both science and a human touch.
Part of the role of a good psychotherapist is persuasion, is getting people to understand why they should change.
Janet Olson knows she's changed, and for the better. At age 54, she's training for a triathlons again. And she's coaching other women, too. Nancy Shute, NPR News.